question today is, why should we serve Christ? Well, we're living in a day whenever a lot of people are trying to serve Mohammed or Buddha or different things, and I don't know a lot about some of those. I do remember one time being in over in the Holy Land in 1974, and I asked a man that was one of our waiters there in the hotel where we stayed about Mohammed, why he followed Mohammed and why he served Mohammed. And he made this statement. He said that he even identified the fact that Christ was a good man, that he was a prophet, but Mohammed was a better man and a better prophet. And the reason that he said the reason that Mohammed was better was because that Mohammed died a easier death. He just went off to sleep, and Jesus died a very violent death. Well, I thank God that Jesus died a violent death, because that death is what and made you and I free, or at least can make you free. If you're not saved, you can be saved. And so therefore, he died the death on the cross of Calvary that we might have life. But as we think about serving, why should we serve Christ? We know he's worthy to be served. And I'm not trying to lift up Mohammed or put down Mohammed. He was just a man, and he's not worthy to be served because he doesn't have the credentials our Lord Jesus Christ has. We know in the book of Revelation, when John the seer was caught up on the Isle of Patmos and caught up to the third heaven, and we find that he saw some things there, and he saw the 24 elders in Revelation chapter 4. And he said he saw the 24 elders, verse 10, they fall down before him that sit on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Then in chapter 5, verse number 11 and 12, he said, I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. So we see then that John sees in heaven, as he sees the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the Lord Jesus Christ at this time, that they give credit to whom credit is really due, and that is to Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, who is worthy. They say he's worthy. Now, therefore, he's worthy to receive our honor, our praise, our worship, but he's also worthy to serve or to follow. Now, many things in this world have lost their worth. I mean, you come to a place and buy a pickup truck or a car or something, you drive it off the lot. It's lost. It's not worth near as much. It loses its worth. You buy stock to invest in the stock market, and if you're not careful, you'll find that it'll lose its worth and go down to nothing, and you'll lose what you invested in that. And so they're uncertain. Many things in this world is uncertain, but Christ has not lost his worth, and we as Christians should count it a great honor to worship and to serve our worthy Savior. The elders did. The 24 elders did. The angels did. And David did as well. In the book of 2 Samuel 22, verse number 4, David, who is a man after God's own heart, said this as he sings a song there. In 2 Samuel 22, 4, it said, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. He also quoted that, and the Holy Spirit recorded that again, the same verse, the same saying, in Psalms 18, verse 3, a psalm that David wrote. He said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. So David praised the Lord, worshiped the Lord, and he served the Lord because he's worthy. Because he's worthy. Now, why is our Lord worthy to be served? Is because, well, it's because of his position. You see, he's the Son of God. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 13 through verse number 17, we find that Jesus was talking to his disciples there, and as he was talking to the apostles, really, who he was talking to, but he asked them a question there. When he said, verse 13 in Matthew 16, he said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He called himself the Son of Man because he was God, but yet he was man, so he called himself the Son of Man with a capital S. And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, who'd come back from the dead. But some say Elias, now that's Elijah, who's the Old Testament prophet, that was going to come back according to the book of Malachi. He's going to come back, and they said he's Elijah. Others say Jeremiah, or Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. But he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? A very serious soul-searching question he asked his disciples, but they're really the apostles, the 12 that served with him at that time. And Simon Peter answered, as he usually spoke up for the group, verse 16, and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus made this statement and said, and verse 17 of Matthew 16, he answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. In other words, many people are not serving the Lord Jesus Christ because they've never seen his position as the Son of God. Men, and they've not listened to the preachers. Preachers can tell you all day long, but you see, the Father's got to reveal you who that Lord Jesus really is. We need to preach him and lift him up. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. And I know it meant the death on the cross in context in John chapter 12, verse number 32 that he spoke about. But it's a death that he'd die on the cross of Calvary. But we need to lift him up again by word, day by day, and declare him to be the Son of God. But it don't matter how much we lift him up, until the Holy Spirit of God reaches down into your heart and reveals to you that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of the living God. You'll never know that. And so you see, John 3:27, John the Baptist made a statement, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. And so therefore, you need to realize something, that you need to know that Jesus is the Son of God, and he's worthy to be served. He's worthy to be served because of his position as the Son of God. The Bible says in John chapter 20, verse number 31, and the book of John was written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing you might have life through his name. And so he wrote down these miracles that's recorded in the book of John, that you might believe, that the Holy Spirit might convince you that he is the Son of God. And therefore, he's worthy to be served. He's worthy to praise. He's worthy to be worshipped. He is worthy, in other words. And therefore, we should serve Christ because he's worthy because of his position as the Son of God. He's also the Savior of the world. 1 Timothy 4:12 said, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all mankind, especially of those that believe. In other words, this simply means that Jesus Christ, who went to the cross of Calvary, has provided salvation for all men and actually saves all who believe. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So we see then that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior, or at least he qualifies to be the Savior of all mankind. His death on the cross of Calvary was capable of saving every man who would come to the Lord Jesus. Now, I understand the foreknowledge of God. I understand God knew all about clay and what would mold to this wheel and all those things. And I understand about his choosing. But folks, God never chose anyone to hell. He made a way on Calvary that every man who will come that can be saved. And therefore, he in his foreknowledge knows that. And I understand that if man dies in his own sin, he'll pay for his own sin. But yet Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary was capable of saving the entire mankind, because he gave light to every man around this world, that if they'll respond to light, they'll come to the place that they might be saved. And so as a result, you need to see that he is capable of saving every man. In fact, the business, there's going to be the book called the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be at the Great White Throne Judgment just before he casts the lost into hell. And he'll show them a place in that Lamb's Book of Life, which is their name was erased from that because they reached the knowledge of accountability and they rejected light and they crossed God's deadline. Might have been at death, I don't know where, but as a result, their name was blotted out of that book, but it shows that they had a chance, they had an opportunity for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to cover their sins. So you see, he's worthy to be prayed. We should serve him because he's worthy because of his position. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. He's the soon coming King. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, chapter number 19, verse number 11, this is right after the rapture, the judgment seat of Christ, the marriage to the Lamb, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and all wrath is being poured out here on the earth during that time. But then he'll mount up on a white horse, and John the seer saw that in Revelation 19:11. And he said, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a new name, or a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the soon coming King. And because he is the soon coming King, and because he is the Son of God, and because he is the Savior of the world, died on the cross of Calvary, and that death capable of saving every man if they'll only come God's way, and does save all those who believe. And that's the work of God, even to let you believe. Because of that, that's because of his position. He's worthy for our praise. He's worthy for our worship. But he also is worthy to be, that we should, so worthy that we should serve him. So therefore, why should we serve Christ? Well, we should serve him because he's worthy. He's worthy because of his position, but also because of his passion. I'll not get through with this today, but I'll continue this on the next broadcast. But we find that's why we should serve him, and because of his passion. John chapter 15, verse number 13, he said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Folks, I want to tell you, now Jesus had greater love because he laid down his life for his enemies. He did that. So his love, and this passion he had, his love is unequaled. No other love like it. Romans chapter 5, verse number 6, he said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Listen, every man was under the word without strength means under the anesthesia of sin and has no consciousness toward God. If it wasn't for the love of God that reached down to fallen man and drew him with cords of love, he'd never move toward God. Therefore, his love is unequaled. It's unequaled. And you need to see, because of his compassion, our Lord Jesus Christ is worthy for us to serve him. Because of his position, he's worthy for us to serve him. May we serve the Lord Jesus Christ because he is worthy. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.